All the fun things to do with the fam in Connecticut this weekend. It's the Feed. Star 99.9.
Heading into the weekend. It's a busy weekend. We got the Super Bowl on Sunday. We're a week away from Valentine's Day. A lot of events happening around Connecticut. And every Friday, we talk to our Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. Always knows what's going on for the weekend. How's it going, Megan?
Everything is good, Kevin. Lots of snow and yep. More snow coming, and then the Super Bowl too. So I'm excited. What about you?
Yeah, me too. I'm excited for all of it. I'm fine with the snow right now. We're still in winter, so it's like, we get some snow. It's when you get snow in like March that it gets annoying, because you're like, bring on the spring.
Agreed. And the kids love it too.
So. Yeah, definitely. So we're going to be out this weekend actually with Star on Sunday morning. Now, speaking of snow, I know the snow is coming, but I believe they're still doing this Super Splash. So this Sunday, it's Soundwaters who does this. It's their second annual Super Splash. So this is when they run into the water in Stamford. So they're doing it at Stamford's Cove Park at 11 a.m. Now, the snow's supposed to, I think, stop by then. The water will be freezing, but I think that's the whole point, right?
Yes, I did this event last year, Kevin.
Oh, nice.
It's a really fun one, and I feel like if they still do it with the snow, it's going to be even colder and even more fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a great thing that they do, and it's all to continue the conversation around climate change and bring awareness to that. Afterwards, if you jump in, they do have hot cocoa and donuts and all sorts of things at the beach. So if you want to learn more about it, how you could participate, star999.com, you can see it there.
Awesome. And everyone check out the Star Tent too, right?
Yeah, we'll be there in the snow cold. We'll be hanging out.
I remember seeing it last year. That's awesome. And on my list this weekend, Halo Wellness Weekend. This is in New Canaan. They're going to feature a full lineup of complimentary activities on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's highlights include red ball tennis for children, 3 to 8. There's adult pickleball. There's morning sunrise yoga. There's oxygen facials and massages for the adults, dance and cheer classes, soccer. And then on Sunday, they're inviting everyone with a complimentary 2-hour gym pass.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, lots going on there if you want to get out of the house, and it's all complimentary. And then also this weekend, Peter Pan at the Bushnell in Hartford. There are show times all weekend. And I know growing up, Kevin, I was a huge fan of Peter Pan. What about you?
Yeah, I was a fan of it. And then my kids really got into it a few years ago. I think two Halloweens ago, our whole family was the Peter Pan characters. So that sounds fun.
Yes, love that. And then also this weekend, there's a Valentine's Day pop-up at Designs by Lee in Stamford. It's on Saturday from 12 to 4. There will be delicious food, unique local vendors, family-friendly activities, and so much more.
Nice. That sounds awesome. So what else is happening this weekend, Megan?
Also this weekend, the Slime Lab. This is in Oxford. It's a one-of-a-kind destination that celebrates the art and science of slime. Dive into the memorizing world of textures and just have a lot of fun with slime. I know my son is a huge fan of slime. What about your girls?
Yeah, my girls both love it. Grace, my daughter who's 6, she loves slime and always asking at home, can I play with slime? Can I play with slime? Can I make slime? And I like events like this because then they can get this place messy and not the house messy so that they can feel free to go crazy with the slime there.
Yes, no, I know the slime making makes a huge mess, and I've also had a hard time getting it out of clothes and carpets and all the above. So if they want to play with slime, go to the Slime Lab in Oxford.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yes. And then also this weekend, the Children's Sweetheart Ball Dance, that's at Stepping Stones Museum in Norwalk. That's on Saturday from 3 to 7, the annual Sweetheart Ball. It's so cute. It's a really fun event. I used to take my girls to it. You can dress to impress and get ready for a night of music, dancing, and hands-on fun of everyone celebrates love. And it's super cute.
I love that. That's cool.
Yes. Have you ever taken your girls, Kevin?
We've been to Stepping Stones, but not to the Sweetheart Ball. So, yeah, that sounds like a really fun event.
Yes, it's super cute. And then also finishing off this week with my mom quote, are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I can't. My kid has a practice, a game, or something.
Right, the calendar. You got to color code trying to come up with like what's happening when.
I feel like that quote is perfect for the weekend or when one of your friends wants to get together and it's hard to schedule it in, because I feel like there's a practice, a game, or a birthday party, too. Birthday parties are always on the
weekend. Oh, yes, so many. And you're right. There's a big difference between I want to do that and can I do that. When your friends ask you to do something, got to check that calendar.
Yes. And check, like you said, the color coordinated calendar of all the activities and above.
Absolutely. All right. Awesome. A lot going on this weekend. So everyone have fun, whatever you're doing. And thanks so much, Megan. Megan Chanel on Instagram. Check her out. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, everyone.